hand you my ball and chain. You just hand me the simple refrain. I'm a walking on a wire. I'm a walking on a wire. I'm falling. Tonight, I'm messing just a long compromise. I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire. I'm falling. Too many steps to take. Too many spells to break. Too many nights awake. So wearing me, it was tearing me. Don't leave me ever sleep. It's too long. It's too long to myself. Where's the justice? Where's the silence? All the pain is on my side of the fence. I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire. I'm falling. Ashley Hutchins and Simon Nicol in a band. It's become third book convention. And Muswell Hill became my musical focus, as it's a little east of Long Island. Inconveniently, my parents had moved from Highgate by that point to the suburban wilds of Whetstone, perilously close to the end of the Tube's Northern Line. The journey to band practice now involved waiting for buses that would sometimes never arrive. If I wanted to see The Who on a Tuesday night at the Marquee Club, I could watch the first set and catch the last train home. If I wanted to see the second set, I knew I'd have to walk. And it was usually worth it, a distance of 10 miles on a school night, one of my grades was slipping. I would console myself in these strange nocturnal journeys with thoughts of the poet Percy Shelley, who, finding himself without the fare for the coach from London to Oxford one night, decided to walk a distance of 55 miles. They walked more in those days. There's also the story of Johann Sebastian Bach walking 200 miles to another town to try out a new organ. 10 miles wasn't such a long way, and I broke it down into 20-minute, one-mile segments to keep myself sane. The world is different at night. Inanimate things come alive. And once I was out in the suburbs, I would often see not a soul. Many years later, I wrote a song called... dot, dot, dot.